Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the Amber May Show. So glad you are here because we are going to dive into an epidemic that has been hitting our children. And what's that epidemic? It's the loss of imagination, not knowing how to play outside. And a lot of it has to do with the technology-driven world that we're in. It's so easy for us to put a tablet in front of the kids, a television in front of the kids, a computer in front of the kids, a smartphone. And over time, they just don't exercise the imagination muscle. So on today's episode, we are going to dive into how to fix that, how to get the kids playing outside, and how to start using their imagination just like what we did when we were kids. We always knew what to do when we were outside. We always found a game to play. Why? Because we had an imagination. And so the world has just really lost that. So that's on today's show. So I hope you'll like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com and hit the donate button and donate whatever you feel you can donate. Or you could be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. That really helps the program. Hey, I always add more content, so join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub, so please find me in those locations. Please check the links below or on my website, theambermayshow.com, the promo section. I have partnered with businesses to help save you money, and then they help support The Amber May Show, so it's a win-win situation for everyone. We are building our own economy, and one way we could do that is with our new cell phone companies, and I'll get to that later on in the show, but consider Patriot Mobile. Why are you going to keep using woke mobile? They're not doing anything for you. They're just harming you. We're paying them money, and their advertising dollars go to woke causes and woke agendas. Use Patriot Mobile. It's the only Christian conservative company out there. As a wireless provider, I get great service. And if you use my name, Amber, at checkout, then you're going to have free activation. So patriotmobile.com/Amber. Join that today. And it's the holiday, so belovedcheesecakes.com. Go get yourself a delicious cheesecake and use my name. I think it's Amber or Amber May, and you're going to get a discount at checkout. So belovedcheesecakes.com. Use my name, Amber, at checkout for discounts, and the links are in the description below. So without any further ado, I'd love to introduce you to our solution and my guest today, Shannon Coulter. Hey guys, like I told you, we have Shannon, also known as SS, on the program. Welcome so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. It's an honor. Thank you.
I'm excited to talk to you because I think what you're doing for families, for children, is so important. And we're going to get into what you're doing in just a minute. But who is Shannon? How did you get from, you know, where you were to being an author today, to wanting to help kids get outside and play? So tell us like a little bit about where you came from and how you got here.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for asking. So basically, I, like probably most people, I don't know how old Amber is. We're just going to assume we're in the same, same group. She's probably a little younger. I played all the time as a kid. I'm sure you did too. It's just kind of the way it was. And I grew up around a lake. I grew up having super fun playing like kick the can, ghost in the graveyard, all that fun stuff. Anyway, went to school, did not know what I wanted to do. And I ended up majoring in communications. And because I was like, okay, so it was study of rhetoric, of how to get people, you know, to persuade people. This is funny. It was gender. The way this the different genders spoke to each other when it was male, female.
Yeah. Men were from Mars, women were from Venus.
Yeah. Cool stuff like that. And then I went into corporate America as a consultant, still like, what do I want to do? So I went into all these different companies and I helped the the theme of our business was whenever employees are the audience. So we went in and kind of did the back stuff. So I did benefits communications, which is horribly boring, but that's okay. And then retirement communications, helping people get set up for retirement. And I did that for a long time. I had a lot of passion in it because I got to communicate with various groups of people. So I got to use language in all different ways. I did campaigns for people who are just starting retirement, to campaigns to truck drivers about sleeping more, like very cool stuff. Got to learn a lot about different groups of people. Then later in my career, I was still really young, I got to do wellness programs. That became a thing that the companies were really focusing on. And I absolutely loved it. So a lot of them were health incentive programs. So people would do something, they'd get points, they'd get prizes, you know, door prizes, or they'd, you know, say, I walked this many miles today. And I found such joy in people losing weight and stopping smoking and learning to eat well. I just thought that was amazing. You know, having people sign up correctly for a PPO plan, I mean, it's good that I could help them. But interviewing people whose lives, something I did help change, was really exciting for me. So that was really cool. But while I was doing it, I was kind of thinking, like, why don't we just grow people up like this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are we back stepping into it? Why don't we just come out like this, that we know this is how we're supposed to take care of ourselves? And so couple that, I met my husband, the love of my life, and he came with three children.
So, aww.
Yeah. And I dated him. I always say this, I dated him for a year and a half before I met them because he wanted to make sure that we were good. He didn't want them to lose, you know, another adult.
I'm so glad you did that because I've seen so many adults like early on introduce them to the significant other,
mm-hmm.
and they get attached, it doesn't work out, or, you know, or the revolving door. I think we've all known the people that have the revolving door of people that come in and out, which is not great for kids. So that was a really great strategy he had. I bet it was hard, you know, to do.
It was hard. A great strategy too. This is a joke, but not like I was completely head over heels, couldn't live without him. And all of a sudden he's like, I'm like, oh, great. I got these three kids. But the moment I met them, it was God ordained because it was like, boom. But so I meet these kids and they were 4, 8, and 10 at the time. Now they are 20, 24 and 26.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, it does. And so speaking of how I grew up, I'm like, hey guys, go outside and play. And I kid you not, within 5 minutes, they came back and they called me Miss Shannon. And they said, Miss Shannon, I don't know what to do. I was like, what? And it got to the point, Amber, that this is going to sound horrible and funny. When I was punishing them, grounding them, you know, like, you know, kids need to be grounded sometimes.
Sure.
One of my punishments was to make them go outside and play.
I like that punishment. I wish my parents had. I mean, my parents just sent them outside to play, just to play. That, I mean, let that be my punishment. Teach me a lesson, mom and dad.
Yeah,
send me outside, please. Teach me a lesson.
My God, it'd be horrible. Yeah. So for us, it would have been awesome. For them, it was horrific because we're pulling them off of technology. I couldn't believe it. So, not thinking that my husband was doing something wrong.
No.
You know, I wasn't judging him, but I'm like, what is wrong with these children? So I ended up starting to do research because that's what I did for a living anyway, like, you know, looked into what was going on with people. And I found out that it was really not at all something that was unique to our kids. So this is back like 2009, you know, 2007, 2008, 2009. And it wasn't a unique thing to our kids. It was that parents and kids were being bombarded by technology. And it is addictive. I mean, it's addictive for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I want to make sure I let people know I don't have a problem with technology.
Right.
We need it. It's
right.
Got really wonderful things. It's letting Amber and me talk right now.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have known her without it. And I'm grateful to, you know, be on her show. But like anything else, if you abuse it, it's going to abuse you back. And
absolutely.
So the other thing is I want to point out is kids are not any different today than we were. They're made out of the same fabric. It's just that parents and them are competing with this addicting thing called technology. So
true.
We can ask them to go out and play and use their imagination just like our parents did, but our parents were not competing with this really addictive thing. And we're busier today, 100%.
Yeah, because, you know, when we were growing up, it was still somewhat affordable for some moms to stay home and yep. have the dads go to work, because that was my life growing up. And that was several of my friends growing up, that their moms would stay home.
Yeah.
Now it's really not that possible. And I think it's by design. They don't want a two-parent household. They want the state to take care of it. And they made it blatantly clear they want the state to take care of kids.
Yes.
And you're right. Technology is so addictive.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right. This is not just your kids. And it's so easy for us as parents to fall into the trap of like, okay, go play on your tablet because I have to work. Go watch TV. I have to work. Get on your laptop. I have to work. It is so easy to do that.
Yeah. It's very easy. So like I said, it's not a condemnation. It's not a judgment. It's the way life has happened.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing this back in 2008, 2009. So I actually left corporate America, and my husband and I put together this whole huge health incentive program for kids. And we built a website. We have my books. But stuff happened in life, and we had to put it on pause. So that's kind of, and it's so interesting, and I'm grateful to God for it, because the person I am now is not the person I was back then. And I would have done stuff that I think I would have had to repent for. stuff that I might have included in my books or in my website that now I'm like, no, I don't even want to touch that around children. And I'm just talking like, even little things that just we didn't realize that were kind of coming in on us so much mm-hmm. now. So I wanted to, all my books are completely wholesome. There's nothing in there that has to do with sexuality or anything like that. These are, my whole thing is to let kids be kids. Like, mm-hmm. So I'm grateful
to take that away from our children. I mean, yes. Now we have to watch what the cartoons, we have to monitor cartoons. We have
Absolutely.
To like look on the toy aisle. Or is there going to be a surprise when my daughter opens Barbie? I mean, like, we don't know now. Like,
it's
one of those things. Like, no matter where we go, us as parents are not safe. And so that's one thing that really appealed to me with your book. And that's why I bought one of your books, is because I'm so tired of being on guard all the time, all the time. I had a conversation with my daughter today, because obviously I do podcasts. So I allowed her to download a podcast app. And then my husband's like, came up to me last night. Did you know your daughter has a podcast app? I said, yeah, of course I do. I mean, I let her do it. I have a podcast app, but you know, I'm not going to just let her go anywhere on the podcast. And we had a conversation again, like, I just need to reiterate. And I constantly check in. What are you watching? Who are you talking to? So like her and her friends from school, they get on Messenger and they talk to each other after they're done with their homework. And they like to play Minecraft together.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids also do play outside. It's not just technology all the time.
No, and it's okay. And Minecraft is it's pretty cool. I mean, it's teaching them stuff to build and to work together in a community. So, I mean, that's the cool use of that technology. And that's mm-hmm. kind of what my husband and I were going for with our site back at the time.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber Mae's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, the sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot, because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper. And then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber Mae does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow slippers. I live luxury, and I don't have to pay the luxury price because my pillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well.
Jeremiah. I'm Dr. Artis, and you're watching me live on the Amber May Show. Stay tuned.
Hey friends, are you feeling constantly fatigued? Dealing with constant chronic fatigue where it's hard to get out of bed, it's hard to go to work, it's hard to play with the kids, it's just hard to do life? That's no life at all. And maybe you're overweight. Is it hard for you to lose weight? If these are problems that you're dealing with, perhaps you have a hormone imbalance. I would really highly recommend that you go see Dr. Meehan at meehanmd.com, because he is an expert in balancing hormones and getting our body working at optimal health. So if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, you just feel off, you don't feel the way you want to feel, like you did a couple years ago, 5 years ago. Maybe you've been dealing with this for many years. Stop dealing with it. Start living life. So go check out meehanmd.com. When you're there, let him know Amber May sent you, because he can help you get the health that you want, restore your body's hormonal balances back to the way God created it, and make you feel better. And while you're there, check out his supplemental store. He has amazing supplements to help support all kinds of functions in the body. Whether you're trying to support your immune health, your gut health, maybe you have trouble sleeping, go check him out at meehanmd.com. When you're there, use promo code Amber at checkout.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So I do want to say, so we put it on pause, and I want to just say this because I know a little bit about your story. We ended up having all three kids move in with us. And I was granted, and at the time, because we had to stop our company and I'd come out of corporate America, I almost felt like a failure because here I was, you know, doing all this stuff. And as I look back on it, and I want to say this, and this is another part of my passion, is I got to raise kids. Mm-hmm. Because of that break. I mean, that's why we took the break. Weird story, but their mom ended up in California. My husband had to take a job in Indiana, and we were in Chicago. So I joke, I ended up being a single stepmom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
like a national family, the family.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was me and the kids in Illinois. And I am so grateful for that time. At the time, I didn't understand it, but God can put you on some weird, you know, paths that you don't understand. And I think one of the coolest things that's happened to me ever is that I got to raise humans. I mean, I got to help raise three, and they're beautiful, successful, happy adults. And so as much as that felt bad at the time, as I was in it, I'm like, I'm so glad I got to do this. So my stepkids are my only kids. Those are my kids. And I'm so glad I got to raise them. So,
and you know, with the women that are dealing with infertility, I mean, I like prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for years. Mm-hmm. God give me a kid, God give me a kid. And then I finally said to him, I don't care how I have children, whether I don't birth them or I do birth them. I just want children.
I just want to love them.
And I don't know if it was God wanting me to surrender like that or what, but that's when I finally got pregnant. And I was looking into adoption at this time, mm-hmm. and realizing how expensive it was. So when people say to someone who's dealing with infertility, oh, you can just adopt, that can be a painful thing to say to someone, because when you look in the cost of adoption, it's so expensive that it almost feels like it's an impossibility.
Yeah.
And so that's where I was at, where I was like, wow, even adoption's impossible. And, but then God gave me children, thank the Lord, you know, but at least I opened myself up. And if you can open yourself up and release yourself to where God will bring a child to you some way, some form, and he mm-hmm. did that with your stepkids, then that could fill that void of wanting to be a mom, where he mm-hmm. brings kids who may not have a mother in their life, so that you could be that mothering role.
Yeah. And God knows exactly what you need and who needs you, I think. Mm-hmm. So it was great. So that's a new perspective for me. Like, I'm so grateful I got to do that. It's wonderful. Being a parent is awesome. So step back into this. During the time I was raising the kids, we were still working on some stuff. And so I kind of tested my theory about my books on the kids, and it worked on my three kids. So you've got at least three that this works for. So basically, going back to what we were doing, we decided I have these books, and the books are about cats and dogs, and they are the cats and dogs that my husband and I have loved throughout our lives. So these are our pets. The star of the last book is named Loki in the book. She's Miss Loki. She's the only one still with us here. And she's 18. She's a cat. She's a dog in the books. But my first book, I'll just hold it up here. It's Where on Earth Am I? And I'll kind of like explain how these work. So this is Fossa.
I would like you to do that, but I just want to take a really good pause for a second if we could, because I want to go back to your technology thing really quick.
No,
let's want people to see how fast this technology is going. And this is why I wanted you to come on the program, because what you're offering is so important to us as parents. First of all, it's a place that's safe where we don't have to be on guard. And second of all, it's going to help literacy with our children. It's going to help their imagination going. And it's fun family activities that we can all be a part of. But I came across this commercial, and I'm going to play it for you, because I think it's just, it's insane how fast this technology is going. So, you know, we're trying to guard our kids from like phones and tablets and computers. Now check this out.
Listen to music without muting the world around you.
Oh no.
Live stream your creations from your POV.
You can live stream
your Take calls without now. Interrupting your flow.
On your glasses.
Capture your unique perspective in an instant, straight from your glasses. The next generation of smart glasses by Ray-Ban and Meta.
It's getting so crazy so fast. And where this is all going is smart cities, or merging man with machine. This is where it's going, right? And so they start with the smartphone. And now everything is on your phone, your plane tickets, your any entertainment tickets, everything. I literally work from my phone too,
you know, my laptop,
right? Yeah. It's my portable office. If I wanted to do a show on my phone, I could. But I wanted to show that where this technology and how fast it's going, and kids need glasses too, right? And so we could easily be the person that be like, oh my God, those are really cool glasses. Mm-hmm. Oh, son, you want glasses? We'll get these really cool glasses where you can stream and you can listen to music and you could watch, do your phone, and you can videotape stuff. I mean.
And by the way, imagine? We won't even be able to see that you're on it. That's what's a little frightening to me.
That I was going to go there. Imagine going into a public restroom, not realizing someone had glasses that could record you. Like we can tell on a phone if someone, you know, they have to get their phone out and, you know, you can kind of tell if someone's recording you. Imagine glasses. I mean, and where could that go? It could go into now with the schools being like boys can go in the girls' bathroom and the girls' locker room. Imagine being able to record your girl naked and then putting it online.
Right.
I mean, eventually what they want us to do is it's going to be a VR type thing. If their plan goes the way they want, it's going to be a VR type thing. And you're going to be able to make your own creation with technology. So there's good technology, there's bad technology, but the most important thing we could do for our kids is having as little technology as possible.
Right.
And that's why I love your book. That's why I bought your book. And that's why we're going to go into what your first book looks like. I just thought it was a good.
No, that's awesome, Amber. And I do want to say, so one of the things, and I should have said this before, one of the things I found in my research, and it's still today, I actually looked it up today, just to make sure I'm still up to date with it. Free play is so important for kids. So what free play is play that you go out and you do without parent direction. So it's what we used to do when we were kids. So remember you and like maybe you and your best friend were outside and you're playing something and then, you know, two little boys come over and then you guys have to change the rules and you have to change who's on teams. And then a couple other kids come and a couple other kids go. You're really learning how to communicate. You're learning how to deal with different personalities. You're learning problem solving skills. You're learning all sorts of stuff. You're using your imagination. These things are stuff that we took for granted as kids because it was just what we were doing. But as it's being taken away from kids, it's really showing up and how they are showing up in the world because they lost out on all this you know, coping mechanisms of dealing with somebody coming in and kind of changing up everything you do. It's unstructured play. Mm-hmm. And it's really important because, like I said, it's really interesting that it causes you to be able to problem solve. Right. But imagine being at work and something comes in and completely, you know, throws off your project. Well, if you've got this skill that you just learned, you're going to be able to cope with it better. And it's not going to throw you completely off. And you also build up your imagination and your creativity. And so we are much better with downtime than younger people. Because we have the ability to go. I mean, I don't know if you saw the trend on Instagram that silent walking became a thing.
No, like, I didn't know that was a thing.
It's just walking.
Silent walking. Silent walking. Oh my God. Walking.
But they thought it was this huge thing. And that's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's the world, you know. But we got to push back and say, yeah, it's okay to be alone with yourself. And if you don't build up your imagination, who's going to create the next good stuff? Like, you know, I always use SpongeBob. I know a lot of people don't like that, but there's Scooby-Doo and all these fun things, the iPhone. Who's going to come up with that stuff if you don't have an imagination?
Well, that's what's wrong with Hollywood. If you notice all the shows and the movies,
they're the same.
A lot of them are just crap right now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's for that reason that they have lost their creative abilities. Mm-hmm. Or at least it's somewhere subliminal that it's like pushed down and it's not coming out. And they have to keep recreating the same old stuff, the old stuff, because they can't think about the new stuff that they've already, that needs to be imagined and created.
Right. And you're not.
My kids were playing with earthworms with their buddies in the backyard the other day. And they're like, look how long this earthworm is. I'm like, that's great if you can keep it outside.
Yeah, keep it outside.
Like, as long as you want with the worms. I don't care.
That is awesome. And that's kind of what I was going for with this. So yeah. So now I'll walk you through the books. So the books are, they're there to give your kids a story to relate to a character. And I teach a main lesson in the story. And then there are hours of activities after it for you to engage with your kids. But the idea is, and what I found with my kids is if you get them offline and playing and using their imagination, they will do that for hours like we did. It's just the manner of getting them out there. So that's kind of where we started. So I will walk you. So this is my first book, Where on Earth Am I? And the character Fossa, he is one of my favorite. I mean, all of these are my favorite pets. if you have pets, you love your pets. But his name, you'll laugh at this. His name was actually Mufasa. But when I started the company, someone's like, do not, no way. It doesn't matter who you are. Disney will sue you. So it's like, not going up against Disney. Oh, so no. I changed his name to Fossa. And so the books are called the Fossa Tales. This one, as of right now in December, this one, and then I'm going to hold the other two up. Alley Cat is book two. And it's got the line across it because this is before that one was published. And the third one is Rolf. And that's about my dog growing up, Rocky in Airedale. So those are the first three. And I've got seven total right now. So what they do is that in the book, I walk the kids. The story is pretty in depth. And I have the pictures, but I do have a lot of words with the pictures because in my quest to get kids to use the imagination, I don't want to give you everything that's going on in the story. I want the kids to kind of be picturing what's going on. So you can see lots of words with the pictures, still fun pictures, but lots of words and big words. Because when I started writing these, I had looked at some of the books available to kids, and I found them not to be really challenging kids' vocabulary, and I think that's important. So we get through the story, and at the end of all the stories, and you'll notice that this woman's hair kind of looks like mine, because that's me. But I never refer to myself in the story. But at the end of all the stories, I teach a main lesson. And the main lesson of this story, it says, "My persistence has paid off," Fossa thought with a grin. Perhaps he would see his friend again. So all the books end with a cliffhanger that will lead to the next book. You do not have to buy all the books, but my idea was to get kids excited to read more. But they are okay alone. I wrote them so you could get them alone as well. So after we do that, we go to the next page, and I'll try to hold this up a little closer, but it says, "It's time for more fun now. Let's go." And it's got all these different activities that are in the book. And so I'm trying to reinforce what Fossa and then in other books with Fossa and the other characters went through in the books. So the kids have just learned my persistence has paid off. Well, what does that mean? So we first start with two plot twists in every book. So this is, I said, here's what happens in the original story. And I kind of tell it again. And then on this side, I said, but what if this happens? So, you know, in the original story, Fossa used his senses to figure out where it was. And basically Fossa finds himself in a cage and he's trying to figure out where he is. And then this is what happens if he just gave up. So I said, I give up. And the lesson in this plot twist is if at first you don't succeed, try again. So give the kids a little lesson. Sorry, I'm getting this backwards. Give the kids a little lesson about how to keep going if you're feeling like you're not going to succeed. I have them do a quick little activity. And this one's, it's say a cheer, but I'm trying to get them thinking and moving. And then just reminds them, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mobile and I wanted to go to Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend, if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber.
Hey, this is Dr. John Diamond from America Unhinged. You are watching The Amber May Show.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
And then the second twist is mind over matter, and it's another thing just like that. Gives a twist that takes Fossa off the path to the happy ending that they knew he went on. So we're gonna see what he did, and then I'm gonna give you a way to get him back on the path. So it's just trying to get them to see choices and how choices have consequences.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then after that, I have about five activities in every book that again go along with the theme of the story. So in this one, the first one is the five senses scavenger hunt. And so your kids go on a scavenger hunt with their senses, and they go around the house or wherever, and they find something with their, you know, touch, smell, taste, and we have them write it down. And this was really important to my husband and me. And I do want to point out too, my sister and some other teachers, my sister was an elementary school teacher. She helped come up with these activities. They were researched, they were looked at. She was an excellent teacher because she studied the brain. And so the activities she had learned, like when she was a teacher, she would have her children stand up every 10 minutes and move around.
That is so good. You know why? Because I think school is really hard for little boys, especially.
Oh yeah.
boys are not made when they're small, when they're little, to be sitting all day for 8 to 10 hours a day, stationary. That is torture for boys. That's not how God wired them. They wired them. I don't know if you notice it, but when your daughters are really little, they will play in one spot. Like my daughter would bring her toys to one spot and she would play. When I have a boy, the whole living room's his playground. Like, and then the hallway. I mean, the guy, my boy doesn't sit stationary playing with his action figures or maybe Legos for a while, right? But typically he's all over the house playing.
Right.
And so that is really hard for little boys. I am so grateful that your sister knew that.
She knows that. She was an excellent teacher. She left after she had kids to be a stay-at-home mom. But she was excellent with it because she knew, and there's different learning styles. So I love to learn this example. Do you use Google Maps or something like that?
Yes.
In Google places? So do you need the picture or the words?
Mostly I'm an audio learner. So when she says something, I tend to listen, but then I'll go back and like, did I hear that right?
So I know people, my husband, neither of us do audio, but that's so cool that you said that, but he needs the picture. I need the words. So we all learn completely differently. Mm-hmm. Some people learn by doing, some people learn by hearing. And I always laugh, like if they didn't have art and music and PE, I would have never made it through school. And I was an A student. I just wouldn't have been able to sit there like they're making our kids sit there.
It's terrible.
They would have said I had ADHD.
Oh, then and maybe that's why they think so many kids do.
They just need to move. Yeah.
They do need to move. Sitting down is not normal for children for that long a time. And frankly, you and I at a desk, eventually I have to get up.
I'm wiggling in my chair.
Right.
Yeah. Because you just have to keep moving because we only have so much brain capacity to keep that much. I mean, it's why conferences are even hard for adults. You get bored. They have to get you moving. So yeah, I wanted to point out that these activities are made for all different learning types. They get the kids moving. And the whole point of all of them, I wanted some to be focused on the mind, some to be focused on the heart, and some to be focused on the body, because it's all three things that we need. So that's what we're going for in these. So the first one here, so we've got the five senses scavenger hunt. And then in every activity, we have extra challenges. You know, it's kind of hard to see. And those take the activity and twist it, kind of like what I was saying when you were out playing kick the can and other kids came. So we take it and we just make it a little bit different. For instance, if you did, when you first did the hunt, if you found something that tasted sweet, now go find something that tasted sour. And then secondly, find someone. And we developed these so you can either, the child can either write down the things they found or draw a picture of it, because you have all different age groups doing this. But they can find then, if they did it with mom or babysitter or sister, they can go find dad and say, this is what I found, and dad has to guess. So those are kind of how the extra challenges work.
Oh, let me pause you for a second there because you hit something. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
Okay. So as our kids get older, they're going to want to babysit. And if there's a mom or a dad listening and their kids are already a babysitter, this is an excellent babysitting tool for your child to take on the job, because that babysitter will be able to engage in that child and do something fun and creative at the same time. So thank you for saying babysitter.
Yes.
Because my daughter's getting into the babysitting age and I'm like, this is a great book for her to take with her as she starts babysitting.
Exactly, Amber. And that's another thing. All of the activities have a what you need. And I joke about this, but I really don't like shopping. I will say technology for me has been great because I'm an online shopper. So everything that we have is available in your house. It is nothing difficult. These are easy, easy, easy. So that's how it works. And then my favorite part of all the activities is we have a things to talk about. So when we first developed this, and I don't want to talk too much about the app because that's coming back, but I developed it thinking of my husband at the time, whose kids before they moved in with us were sometimes with us and sometimes with their mom.
Yeah.
But there's grandparents, you know, or the mom and dad who come home after babysitting. So, you know, you say to your kids, how was the babysitter? Good. What'd you do? Nothing. If you have things to talk about, they can say, hey, I know you did the five senses scavenger hunt. Here's three things. Now with the app, kids will get points for answering these questions because kids love points. But this kids, like even grandma and grandpa, they can call and you can say, hey, they did this and here's three questions to ask them. So it was a way, like if the kids were at mom's and went to dad's house, dad could get a notification, hey, little Susie did this and here's three questions. So it's to get people involved. And the other thing that's fun about it is there's some simple questions and then there's some questions that really get the parent to share about who they were and stuff they've been through. I'll just kind of walk through these. The second activity in here is actually called Fear Not, because FOSSA had the face of fear. And so we have the kids, I'll give an example of this. We had the kids draw something that they're scared of, like draw it, and now do something to make it funny. Okay, so now you're taking something like you're scared of spiders and now you're putting a hat on the spider and shoes and a tie. And then put that picture up on your wall and anytime you get scared, look at it and face your fear and overcome it. So that's another activity. And then the extra challenge is one of them is to note something that like your sister or your mom is scared of and make it for them. So the question then is the third thing to talk about in this one is even brave people are scared sometimes. Adults, talk about ways you have conquered your fears and share any advice you have. So it's just really getting talking in there. Just to give kind of a more of a realm, the third activity is called balancing act. So we're FOSSA really was using his body. So we have really fun balancing things that kids can do. And then we have them challenge each other. And then the fourth one is starfish stretch. And that's about learning how to relax your body with anxiety. And then the last one, I call them tail twisters, but I do a tongue twister in everyone because I think they're fun. So I wrote a tongue twister based on the character. And then after that, we have hidden pictures. So these are FOSSA's favorite things. He likes sweaters, frogs, and popcorn. And so back in the illustrations of the story, these three things are hidden. So they get to go back and search for them, which is really fun. I love hidden pictures. But I have heard from some adults that I made this really, really hard. So that's hilarious to me. I know where they are. I was like, oh, well. So they're back in the pictures. But there is I have a answer key if you can't find them. And then there's an imaginary friend in all the stories, because I don't know about you, but I had an imaginary friend growing up. And I think it's kind of fun. Like you're just playing with something that's fun for you. And then I have coloring pictures in all the books. So it's some of the illustrations that the kids then, I think this is good for your imagination. What color do you want to make, FOSSA? You know, what do you want to do? That's imagination and fun. I also, on my website, which is sscoulter.com, I have more of these. So if you have a babysitter and you have a printer, you can print out more. So you have multiple copies of these.
For the audio listeners, spell that website out.
Okay. So it's sscoulter. It's S as in Shannon, S as in Sue, and then Coulter, COULTER. So okay. sscoulter.com. And there's also
the links will be in the description. So if you need to check out this book, make sure you check in the links below in the description and it will be there too.
Awesome. Thank you, Amber. So there's those pictures on there. And then there's also pictures of each character and a few extra ones. After that, we go into a word quiz. And as I said, I use bigger words in this. I thought it was important for kids to be challenged. I think it's good to ask for help for pronunciation. But then for each word, it's just 10 of the words. I gave context clues. So I point to what page the word is used in the story and exactly where it's used so kids can read it here or go back into the story and see it. So then when using context clues, they can figure out what the word means. And then I give two relatively simple for us definitions. And they're so opposite of each other, they should be able to figure it out. But again, there's an answer key. But that's just really good to increase your vocabulary in an entertaining way. And then after that, I have a word search. And you are going to search for those 10 words that you just learned here. And that just increases, word searches are good for a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then again, if you go to sscoulter.com, there's another copy of this word search, but I also have two additional ones with those same words. So you're really honing in on those words. And that's for each book. There's three of them for each book and answer keys. I am not very good at word searches. Is that weird? I don't know. It's not a skill. And then after each book, I do have a preview of the next book in here, and that just takes the kids a little bit through it. And then that ends and says, hey, if you want another one, check out my website. And like I said, there's 7 of these right now. They all end in a cliffhanger. And then at the end of the book, Amber, what I did is I went back through and I summarized the 3 things that I had taught in the book. So the main lesson and then the 2 plot twists that we then reinforced throughout the activities. And I wrote a little blurb about it to kind of bring it all together. And then I found a scripture that I believed went with the theme of the book. Do you mind if I read that to you?
Go for it.
Okay. So it says, always remember, at times things can get tough and we can lose our focus or get scared thinking about the bad stuff that's happened to us. Sometimes we just want to quit. But if we can keep focused, keep trying, and keep ourselves from giving up, our hard work can really turn things, really turn into great things. Remember, persistence pays off. If at first you don't succeed, try again, and mind over matter. And then I have 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So
that's beautiful. Your book somewhat reminds me of my first grade teacher, and I can't remember the series, what the series was, but it was a beautiful series. And there was always a lesson learned in the series. And at the end of the book, the author would tell us what was the main lesson of that book. And I loved those books as kids. So I loved when it was story time and our teacher would bring out those books, because it was just well written. And then there was a great moral of the story.
Yes.
But you went above and beyond. I mean, you put a lot of thought into this book. I mean, Absolutely. Wow, that's impressive.
Thank you so much. It was a team effort. Like I said, it was my husband and me with this dream to bring this out. And like I said, we're moving back to make this an app because we really want to help parents. I know how tough this is. I went through it. We really want to give you, you know, stuff at your fingertips. And the idea was to use technology to get kids off of technology. So I'm using these characters to get kids interested in them. And then what the idea is, what the website was originally, is that these characters are avatars online. Every activity has mind, heart, and body points to them. And so if you, let's say your son is not, he's doing real well with his, so this is my website now that just has the books on them. What I'm talking about is in the future, if we all do well together, but those are my books. Those 3 are available now. Thank you for showing that, Amber.
You're welcome.
Those are available now. And then these next 4 will become available throughout 2024.
Whoever illustrated your books did an amazing job. These illustrators are phenomenal.
Yeah, we spent a long time developing those characters. We actually did focus groups and everything. I turned 2 cats into dogs because kids liked dogs.
People love dogs.
Yeah, dogs are awesome.
So that's where I found those. And then here's your book activities where you can.
So this describes what activities are in each book. So if you want to know more about them before you buy them, that this says, so that like, if you look at Alley Cat, the main lesson there is love makes all the difference. And that's a book about kind of realizing how much just a little bit of a belief in another person can really make all the difference.
And that's so true. And because you hear these stories about teachers who said that some kids would be nothing. And some kids had the motivation that I wanted to prove my teacher wrong. But some kids had those teachers where they thought they were nothing, where the student thought they were nothing. And that teacher believed in them and it made all the difference.
Coloring pages there. Yeah.
What I like about your website is this more activities. Oh my gosh. Yeah. There are tons of activities on your website.
This is kind of what I was just describing. This is what we're going for eventually. And I won't spend too much time on it because it's not available yet. But what this is, these are the activities that we had developed. So these are activities that are, they are organized by those that focus on the heart, the mind, or the body. So if you have a child that's kind of not being so nice recently, you can go to the heart activities. But these are just like the ones I just walked you through in the book.
I have a story about this kazoo kid. Oh my gosh. So my son ended up getting a kazoo from my husband. He went on a work trip and I didn't realize my husband was so genius and bought my son a kazoo. And so he's like, Mom, can I bring the gift that dad gave me to school? And I said, sure. And next thing I know, he's in the back seat playing his kazoo. I'm like, thanks. Thanks, hon. Thanks. Appreciate you.
Yeah. So those, that's the kazoo kit is one of them. We give ways to make instruments at home and then make your own band, but they all have that thing. So they're organized by mind, heart, or body, like whatever you want your kids to work on. And this is free. It's all free. So it's good for babysitters, parents, if you have older kids that you leave with your younger kids, but you go out there and they all have a main activity. They've all got the stuff that you need all available at home. And then they've got extra challenges and things to talk about. So that's available for free, because again, my whole heart here is just to help parents. And I'm telling you, once you get your kids going, they will keep going. They will realize. One of my favorite stories is my middle child, Camille, and Gavin, my youngest, they went outside, and I'll never forget, we were inside and we hear them screaming. Okay. Screaming. And we look out and Camille has got a water balloon. And she is chasing Gavin with it. Okay. And he is screaming. And we're like, what's going on? So they had convinced themselves in their minds that the water balloon was Jaws. Do you remember that? Like, you get yourself so like, and it was great. And they were out there for hours, and they came in later, and Camille looked at me and she goes, Miss Shannon, using your imagination is the coolest. And I was like, yes. Right.
That's what Mr. Rogers was all about, using your imagination. That's why he had the Playland, and using your imagination to get that Playland, you know. He was very big on that. And
very big on it.
He was before his time, man. You know, this is great because we have lost that skill. And this is beautiful.
Well, thank you. And like I said, and I it's not that, you know, I see all these people like kids today. Well, it's the environment they were born into.
Yes.
You know, and so this is a tool to help you compete with that environment. And I'm telling you again, once your kids start using their imagination, they're going to want to use technology again. But back to the website real quick. Our idea was that the kids would be able to play on the website only for so long, Amber, and then it would cut them off and they'd have to go back out and do more activities. That's kind of, I just wanted to say that that was our whole design. Like, yeah, it's fun, but only so much.
No, everything's a balance. Like, everything's a balance. We're not going to totally escape technology, but
there's good stuff.
There is good stuff. So that's why it's a balance. And getting the kids outside, I love that. I always make sure my kids go outside and play because it is important for them. Go outside with your friends. Go breathe fresh air. Just, you have more space outside. Go play. And little did I know they were going to find earthworms in the backyard. I mean, and they had a blast with
that. They had a blast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do think that like this will help parents. And the thing is, we can come up with activities on our own, but you're a mom. It's hard. You're busy. You're working. You want to play with your kids. But it's hard. You run out of ideas. So we're just kind of trying to be an idea bank, for you. And just when this, like I said, the characters and the stories, like the idea is that the kids will read the stories and fall in love with the characters and see how they triumph. And then they want to repeat what they've done. They want to, you know, do what these guys have done. So if you don't mind, can I kind of tell you, like show the other books and just say what the lesson is?
Do
we have time? Sure. Okay.
Let's do it. Cause they're so cute.
Yeah. And I did not illustrate these. Like I said, I am a writer. I'm not someone who draws. So again, Where on Earth Am I? That's available now, as is Alley Cat. So this one teaches love makes all the difference. And like I said, this is about a little belief goes a long way. It's just really how much it can affect you when someone says, I believe in you. It's a really big deal. The third one is Rolf. And this is the lesson here is you can't judge a dog by his bark. So you can't judge a book by its cover. So this is about getting to know people, learn more, you know, don't just do surface, get deeper with people. And you may learn some stuff that you didn't know, which is really important. The next one is My Fair Cat. And this is life is full of surprises. So in this story, the characters get taken way off than what they thought was going to happen. And instead of letting it ruin their day, they make the most out of it. So it's about adjusting. The next one is The Extraordinary Scientist. And this is a fun one. This is, we can learn a lot from each other. And this goes to show Fossa is a character who's all gut and Cassie is a character who's all brains. And they learn how those two things together can really work out for you. So it's just, you know, we're all very different. So this is kind of about that. The next one is King of the Neighborhood. And this dog, Tubby, he helps Fasa. And so this is Friendship Knows No Bounds. So this is how it doesn't matter, you know, love this, what people look like, what their background is. Friendship Knows No Bounds. So that is that one. And then my last one, which is really funny, what I named it a long time ago, You Lucky Dog Cat. Yeah. But this is about a dog that's saved by cats and is trying to figure out why she can't do the same stuff. And she's a dog. But the lesson in here is any storm can end in a rainbow. And so that's just about when things look really bad, like you were saying with you, it can end in a rainbow. So those are the seven that are available. The first three are available now, and the next four will come out throughout 2024.
The Bible verse that comes to mind when you say that is, sorrow may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yes. And so
every time when I had a miscarriage, it broke my heart. And it stays with you. It really does. But God can heal those deepest wounds. But I would keep reciting those every time I either lost a child or lost someone I love. Sorrow may last for the night. Joy is coming. My joy is coming. It doesn't feel like it. I feel heartbroken. I feel so upset. Like, it doesn't ever feel like it's going to end. But the Bible promised me joy is going to come, because sorrow only lasts for a night. So I will be happy again. I'm going to get over this. I'm going to get through this, because that's what the Bible tells. When you said that, that's what came to mind.
Yeah, I'll actually read you the one. I think you'll like this one too. Kind of has the same one. But the verse from that book is actually Micah 7:8. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. So.
Well, that is good too.
I'm getting back up. So
yeah.
And the other fun thing about God, glory be to God. I think he's funny. I mean, he's funny to me. I think God talks to you. He talks to you the way he knows that you are. So he talks to me through words, and I find him to be absolutely hysterical. But my first book that we went through, it's Persistence Pays Off. If at first you don't succeed, try again, and Mind Over Matter. And what a thing for me to keep in mind as I restart this.
I think they're great books. I hope people would go to the website ssculter.com. that's ssculter.com. the links are in the description, and you could be like me and go grab your very first copy of the Fossa series. So thank you, SS, for joining us today on the show. I appreciate you,
Amber. Thank you for having me. I'm really grateful. It's so nice to meet you, and I hope we stay in touch.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.